This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by
my new hot tub.
Creative energy. Spring is just around the corner, and so is something I have been eagerly waiting for. John and I were sitting this past weekend. We have this like little bench out there where we're going to put the hot tub, and we're sitting there. I'm like, you know, right now, we'd be up to our necks just in relaxation. But we're not yet. Oh my God, I can't wait. So exciting. Did you use your hot tub this over your vacation?
No, I was in Hawaii.
Oh, you didn't come right home?
No,
right
I was in Hawaii, yeah. But I
mean, listen, never go on vacation again.
We love our hot tub. There's no question that a hot tub is the move. You will use it and you will love it.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. My brand new hot tub. By the way, it's on site. They have to hold it. I'm like, I'm just working. I get my together. Creative Energy. Check them out. They're all over the Bay Area. My store is in San Rafael up by Terra Linda. Visit a store today. Create your own personal oasis. Love it. Love it. So let's start with the SAG Awards. Live on Netflix for the second year in a row. Netflix, YouTube, they're like legit channels now watching live stuff. Amazon's doing live stuff. It's all on there. This was the, let's see. I guess somebody named Belle, the star of Netflix's rom-com Nobody Wants This.
What?
Oh, Kristen Bell. It's Kristen Bell. They say Bell, but it's Kristen Bell.
Oh.
Kristen Bell was the host. So this is the second time. And you know, that's some good promotion for her show. She served as MC. Let's see. Back in 2018, it was on cable, and that's when she did it last. So here's a few of the winners. These are the big ones. Outstanding performance by a cast. The entire cast in a motion picture went to Conclave.
You see that?
I didn't. I saw Anora and Wicked, but the other, and those were nominated. A Complete Unknown, that's Timothée Chalamet, that won a lot of stuff. And Emilia Perez and Conclave, I
saw Conclave over break.
And?
I loved it.
Really?
Very riveting. Good movie. Really, really good.
It's about the Pope, right?
Yeah, it's about a Pope dying and they're trying to, you know, elect the next Pope. But yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be
no,
that
it doesn't
interesting.
At all.
Good the cast, good writing.
To being,
good writing.
To being in recovery like you are, and he had a hip surgery, a second one, actually.
Yes.
But you are given the green light to just chill and watch shows, aren't you?
I watch so much TV.
Catch up on the TV.
Yeah. It's very good.
TV. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a lead role was Demi Moore for The Substance.
Whoa.
She is good in that. She was up against Pam Anderson in The Last Showgirl, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, Mikey Madison for Anora. She was really good in that. And Carla Sofia Gascon in Emilia Perez.
I haven't seen everything, but I can't believe that Wicked didn't get that one.
I know. Well, I've seen both Wicked and The Substance, and Cynthia Erivo pretty much knocked my socks off. But Demi Moore was brave. Like, that was a... It's not the greatest movie. The first two-thirds of it are great. And then the last third, I was like, I'm not watching this anymore. I might actually barf. Oh. So, but she's fantastic in it. She plays an aging star who does what it takes to not be an aging star anymore.
I'm not, I don't know if this is in play. I've never been a fan. I hate when someone who should have won when they did their thing that should have won, they should have won for, and people feel like, they've earned it. Let's give it to them. Like, I don't like that.
I know what you mean.
But I do think that there are people who should have been given awards.
Maybe she should have won long ago.
All right. Maybe they're making it up to her now. I'm not so sure about that. But
anyway, Demi Moore wins for Best Female Actor. These are the SAG Awards. That's and I always look at these because we're in SAG after, so it's they're. You know, in the olden days, they used to send us whole seasons of shows that you'd have to, like, get HBO or whatever for. They'd send you everything on DVD because...
It's a nice perk.
It was a great perk. And then now it's like, oh, it's streaming. Here's where you can stream it. Like,
here's your code.
Okay, thanks. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a lead role, Timothée Chalamet, a complete unknown.
Your boy!
Yep, he won. Adrian Brody was nominated for The Brutalist. Daniel Craig for something called Queer.
I didn't watch it, the award show, but there was a little clip of Chalamet winning for the best actor, and he said it would be something like, if you can find it, it would probably be good to hear, but he said something like, I know it would be, you know, probably the right thing to do to say, like, yeah, I just showed up and did this thing and won an award, but I actually put 5 years of my life into this role.
Wow. Five years?
Well, if you've got to figure out how to be Dylan, and there are enough people out there who love Dylan and who are going to say, no, no, no.
Not good enough. Not yet. You're not there yet. You got to keep trying.
Yeah, you got to keep working. And he wanted to do the songs himself, or maybe they made him do the song. Like, that's a lot of work. Look, the camera... I know there's all kinds of tricks they can do.
Yeah.
But in the end, if you're going to try and perform as Dylan on camera,
you've got to embody him.
So I don't know if it was worthy of a win. I still haven't seen it, but.
Well, he did win. I don't know if he's, I don't have the Oscar noms in front of me. Those are the biggies though. And that's this weekend, I believe, Sunday night, are the Oscars.
Oh, already?
Yeah. March 2nd, right? Didn't we just determine that March 2nd was the. Or maybe, no.
Yeah, it's March 2nd.
Next weekend. Is not this coming weekend, but the weekend after is the time change.
Yes.
All right.
But this weekend is the Oscars.
Yeah. Let's see here. Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series, Only Murders in the Building, which is, I mean, Martin Short and Steve Martin. Say no more.
I love it.
Jane Lynch is amazing in that show.
I haven't gotten through it yet, good. But I'm a fan.
And then in a drama series, Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble was Shogun. And Shogun was excellent. I really loved it. Zoe Saldana won for Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez. Supporting Male Actor. Oh, no, this was Limited Series. This was Colin Farrell won for The Penguin. Didn't you say you were watching The Penguin? You liked that?
No, I have not watched it. I will eventually get to it.
It is awesome.
Oh, he may be the one.
Yeah. It's very, it'll remind you of The Sopranos.
Oh.
Like, it's got that same feel, good, like it ends, you know, every episode ends, you're like, oh, what's the next one? And the finale was one of the best finales I've ever seen.
Oh.
Wow.
It's great. Yeah.
Very, very, like, shocking finale.
We're talking about Colin Farrell in The Penguin. He won for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Television Movie or Limited Series. That was not supporting. I didn't see. Well, who cares? There's a whole list of them. If you want the SAG Awards, you can get those. I suppose I could post this. You want to post this up on the Serenity Facebook page?
Yeah, I'll do.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. One of Diddy's lawyers quit, Diddy, saying that under no circumstances can he continue to represent him. Seems dramatic. I mean, you've represented him this long. Did something come to light? Or did you just not get paid? Tony Rico! It's Diddy's lawyer. Hey, I'm Tony Rico, your lawyer. How you doing? All right, sit down. I see you're not doing so great. Let's talk this through. He issued a statement saying, although I have provided Sean Combs with a high level of legal representation expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs. Consistent with the American Bar Association standards for criminal justice. He didn't get any more specific than that. But the whole under no circumstances thing means something credible. This guy was like, oh, my stomach has turned. I'm not doing this. Anyway, don't worry about Diddy, in case you were.
Was another lawyer, you know, lawyer quick to take up the cause?
He still has five attorneys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Rico's withdrawal will not delay the trial.
Yeah, I mean, you know, win or lose, you're still paid.
Yeah.
So yep. What are you doing?
Which to me means, you know, something went down or somebody so credible and it was so heinous that he was just like, I just can't. Because I've always wondered that too. You know, I guess you're supposed to be presumed innocent, but how do you know that someone did something and still get in there and fight for him? I'd just be like, this guy clearly did it, but you know, you guys decide. It's up to you.
I don't know if you purposefully say, don't tell me.
I don't even want to know. Makes my job harder if I know you did it.
Right. Mm. I do think that that would be important for me, because I feel like if someone pulled me up on the stand and said, what do you know about, I would be caught. Because I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't, maybe that's the case.
Which is probably why there are attorney-client privileges. You know, that's, sorry, but I don't have to testify. I'm this guy's lawyer.
Right.
Because you would think that now I'd be like, all right, well, let's get Tony Rico in here. We got to do a quick deposition on him.
I don't know.
What is going on with you, Tony?
What would cause him to quit, but.
I like Tony Rico.
This guy's, Diddy's going down, right?
I want to say he is. Although, sometimes when too many people throw rocks all at once, it just feels like a money grab. So it becomes harder and harder to sort out who are the legitimate claims. And then they can get overshadowed by all the things that get immediately debunked. Like, you weren't even in the States at that time, you know, whatever the thing is. But hundreds of people have now filed claims against him. I don't know, but there was that one guy's name I can't even think of. He put up the big, you know, his 800 number. And it was super, just like sleazylawyer.com or whatever.
What's that guy's name?
Tony Brazango. Tony Brzezinski. It wasn't Tony Rico, was it?
I don't
think it was Tony Rico. Backstonio.
I can't think. I thought it was a B, but
yeah.
I can't.
Baxter Brazango.
I don't
know. Bobby.
No.
Balaganoush.
Next.
Okay. There was a bunch of SNL stuff.
Tony Busby.
Hey, we did get the Tony and the Busby with the B.
That's the guy that Jay-Z was like, this guy is shaking me down and I'm calling him out for
all
it.
All those charges got dropped, by the way, in case you...
Jay-Z?
Yeah, there was a Jay-Z, Diddy combo rape allegation, and those charges did get dropped. So I don't know if that was somebody settled or... I don't know what happened there. I'm almost more suspicious when suddenly charges get dropped in these cases. Like, well, what happened there? What went on there, Vinny? You tell me.
Bag of money?
Yeah, somebody walks in with a literal burlap sack with an S with the two lines, the dollar signs. All right. Is that enough? Nah? Okay, bye-bye. So there was a bunch of SNL stuff. Last weekend was like the big weekend where they had a big concert on the Friday night. Then on the Saturday night, they replayed the very first SNL, which I did not watch them. My friend Pat, who's like a big movie guy and like really into sound and lights and all this stuff, he was like, I can't believe that they got another show after that one. He's talking about like the sound problems. And I'm thinking, you know, I think we were just used to stuff like that on TV. Like TV right now,
you mean crap quality?
Just crap quality.
Okay.
Whether it's the picture or the, you know, bad sounding stuff. I mean, and I don't know how much live stuff there was on TV back then, but I was not surprised to hear that it didn't look great.
I went on a complete SNL.
Oh yeah, tell me.
Day trip. I watched the movie about the first night.
Yes.
The documentary. This was like the movie that they did.
Right. Okay.
And watching that, it's amazing it got on the air that night. Because they literally were like trying to get, you know, Belushi to sign his contract like minutes before the show. God. he'd like taken off three or four times. They had lights fell out of the almost hit people. I mean, it was, if this is anything close to being the truth, it is amazing that it was.
And this
on.
Was about the 90 minutes leading up to the very the beginning of the first SNL.
Yeah, the very first SNL, and they were like this close to being not even on the air that night, and they were going to put an old Carson on. Like the head of the head of the studio was sitting there, and they literally came down to like, okay, are we going to let him do this or not? And they let him do it.
I've seen them do the show. I saw the show live in 96 in New York.
Wow.
And it is impressive. It is super cool. And even now, and or sorry, even in the 90s, you know, whatever that is, 20 years into it, it's impressive. It's an impressive production. So I'm not surprised that the first night was tough. Right. Don't forget, though, that is still, it's 11:30 at night or whatever it is.
Mm.
So it's not prime time.
No, no.
In fact, weren't they called not ready for prime time players?
That's exactly what they were called.
So
you know what's crazy about that? Like, we're celebrating 50 years of SNL. That was like maybe season 21 that you went and saw.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy how much time has gone by between mm-hmm. then? By the way, happy anniversary, Vinny. Our 28th anniversary was the 17th, middle of, last maybe Monday.
Happy anniversary, you guys.
Right? Isn't that
That's
crazy?
Right. Oh, a week ago today.
There you go. The 17th.
Did you watch the 50th?
No, I didn't, but it's all, I have it all taped. I'll probably watch it. I just didn't get to it yesterday. I was busy going through the TCS stuff.
It's inescapable. Like when I was pulling up just my news sources and stuff.
It's everywhere.
Just SNL celebration, SNL this, SNL that. It's cool.
I didn't watch one
minute of any of it, though.
So the SNL anniversary special went down last weekend. Just about any celebrity you can name was there. So I'm talking about the Sunday night party time. Excellent. Many of the people who were there, huge stars, participated from the audience, including Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They appeared during a segment where Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were pretending to take questions from the audience. Ryan stands up to ask a question. The ladies say, hey, Ryan Reynolds, how's it going? And with Blake sitting by his side, looking up at him, he says, great. Why? What have you heard?
It was good.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
This was their first public appearance, Ryan and Blake, since Blake's legal battle with her It Ends With Us director and co-star Justin Baldoni began. The cover of Entertainment Weekly has the two of them in cartoon form doing like a David and Goliath thing. And her people are like so mad and that's so sexist. And I'm like, or it's just they're having him be the Goliath because she's got like her cell phone pulled back in the slingshot, like she's going to fire that at him. I'm like, how is she the David in this? If anything, she's the Goliath. She's got dragons. She's got Taylor Swift. She's got Ryan Reynolds. And there's Justin Baldoni going, dude, I'm just trying to be a director over here. I just, I have an idea for this movie.
I truly don't know what to make of any of this.
Yeah, me either. Let's see. On social media, people who were team Justin Baldoni were pretty upset that Ryan and Blake were allowed to make light of all the chaos during a major network TV event. So nobody's ever happy. And
it's very hard when you see a situation like this. And if you get just enough information and you're going on what you've read in one article or two articles even, and you go, that's it. He's a scumbag. But you do have to realize you're not getting all of the picture.
Yep.
And that's why it becomes so impossible to be able to say one side or the other. In fact, frankly, let the court sort it out.
Right.
Let them have their day in court. Let them figure out who's at fault and tell me.
Yeah.
Where it lands in the end. And
yeah,
that's
I'm going to just go ahead and judge it, Vinny, because I get feelings about things.
Okay.
So
what do you say?
My feeling is that she's the bad guy in this. That's just my feeling. 800-400-3697. Vinny would love to hear what you have to say about what I just said. Speaking of controversy, the show also featured an in memoriam segment that was introduced by Tom Hanks. And this paid tribute to all the cringe characters and moments that didn't age well, like in 1991. There was a Simon. I'm Simon, my cheeky bum, or whatever. It was Mike Myers' bit. It's Mike Myers, and he plays a little boy. Mike Myers does. And then there's 11-year-old Macaulay Culkin, and they're in a bathtub together. And they say that one didn't age well.
You know, because my name is Simon.
Oh, that's right.
Because I like to draw pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to really like that sketch. He did a few. I mean, Mike Myers... I think he's great. I mean, the Austin Power movie, Shrek, come on. It's all good. So there was that. And there were a bunch of other ones. And there's, let's see, Adam Sandler did a tribute song. There's a whole bunch of, if you follow the Twitter feed for SNL, there are a bunch, they dropped just a bunch of videos. So
did you guys see the concert that aired on Friday the 14th for SNL? So many great performances. Nirvana or post-Nirvana.
Post-Nirvana.
As they were introduced.
Some
By
of
the way,
other highlights. Go ahead.
Do you have the thing about Grohl's?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So this is the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary concert. Happened Friday night because it was like a whole weekend of SNL stuff. Adam Sandler introduced post-Nirvana, which was, in fact, Post Malone singing all the Nirvana songs. Lady Gaga joined the Lonely Island for a medley of their classics, and they kicked it off with Wiener in a Box. You may remember Eddie Vedder, Bad Bunny, T-Pain also appeared. There's a whole, there's just a, I mean, it's really just a long list of like celebrity names. Fred Armisen played drums for both the B-52s and Devo. I know. Lauryn Hill and Wyclef Jean from the Fugees reunited. Like it was a big deal.
What?
Yeah, there were a lot of stuff happened at this SNL 50 concert. So there's a few clips in the one thing here if you want to throw a couple things up. Otherwise, it's just fine. Coming up this weekend, it looks like Shane Gillis is going to host with a musical guest by the name of Tate McRae. Sounds like a country person. I don't know them. And then Lady Gaga on March 8th, she's going to be the host and the musical guest. She's got her record coming out too. And this is her second time as host and fifth time as the musical guest. So there you go. There's all the SNL stuff. And then here's one thing that I wanted to mention to you because I know how we all on this show love Ana de Armas. 36-year-old Ana de Armas and 62-year-old Tom Cruise out on Valentine's.
Oh, London. Are they a thing?
Well, maybe.
I like her for him.
Do you?
I do.
Why is that?
I think she's spectacular.
Why for him, though? You just, like, as a thank you for all you've done for us.
No, I just think that they could be, they could make a great couple.
Sure, they could.
And I do enjoy his movies.
Oh, my God, I do. I love his movies.
Top Gun 2 was good.
Oh, it's good. It's fine.
Don't say
it's good.
It was good.
That was a fine movie. It's a heart pounder. Woo, woo.
You didn't see it.
I did see it.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I haven't seen yet is the second part of the Mission Impossible. That's out, right?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
So only part one is out now?
I don't think if the second part came out, I would go see it.
It's like first part is Dead Reckoning, second part is Final Reckoning?
I don't know all the names. Yeah.
Dead Reckoning was the last one. And I don't have a date for the other one yet.
Oh, well, so it's a two-parter though, right?
Yes.
And you saw the first part of
yep.
it? Okay. And was it like 2 years ago?
It feels like a long time ago. Like, I will rewatch it.
I was confused. I didn't know because we were looking to try to find it, and I didn't know how long ago the one that was part one had come out. It seemed like a long time.
It does feel like it's been more than a year.
So Final Reckoning will be out on May 23rd.
Okay. And then the very last one that came out was Dead Reckoning. This is the full, okay. Great.
Yeah. And then, by the way, guess what the budget was for this one?
$300 million.
No, $200 million.
$400 million.
Oh, boy. Well, it'll be worth every penny.
They said,
guaranteed.
I was reading a thing about one of the stunts they did, and this is Tom Cruise is known for just overdoing it, and he does it himself. And there was a scene they did a bunch of times, and the director finally said, no, you're done.
Oh.
We can't keep doing this. It's too dangerous.
Yes.
And so Tom Cruise had to be pulled away from his dumb stunt because they were like, we've done it 10 times. You're tempting fate. Stop it.
And he just didn't feel like he did it well enough?
They just want to get enough shots, I think.
Oh, boy.
I think that if you...
From every angle, let's get it. Reset.
Once you're all set up, now's your moment. You don't want to have to break it down and then rebuild it again. Do your stuff now. Get your shots, as many as you can, because, you know, I'm moving on to my next big movie as soon as this one's over.
Yeah, I will not have time in my schedule for this. So Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas. I love Ana de Armas. The first time I ever saw her was in that, it was the 2049 version of the...
Yes, Blade Runner.
Thank you. Blade Runner 2049.
Yep.
And she played like the AI girlfriend or whatever
so
she
hot.
Was. Oh my God, the hottest thing ever. I love her. So it looks like on Valentine's Day, although People Magazine is saying this was the Thursday before Valentine's Day, so maybe not, but everyone, Daily Mail saying, we took these pictures on Friday. So maybe they went out two nights in a row. They were grabbing dinner in London. I don't see any things where they're making out, but she looks cute AF, and he looks very happy to be there.
How could you not be?
I can't think of one reason, Vinny. I mean, these two, they're the beautiful people. The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
Well, anybody who's out with their person and knows something's going to happen later is happy, right?
Yes. I think that that's fair to say. I don't know how many of these are from that exact night, but man, he does look good. Those look like younger pictures. All right. Oh my God, I'm totally out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, let's see here. What's something people say that's always annoying after these?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Down, 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 down. Thanks, Jenny. It's Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just listen to us on the Odyssey app. Give us an hour each day. We'll give you a daily entry, and you'll be entered to win a cruise for four on the Disney Destiny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Our amazing free app is home of the Sarah and Vinny show, and you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day.
Love that station.
Odyssey.
Home. Car, anywhere you are. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
Free prizes.
Fun. You're going to love it.
Odyssey.
It's what winners do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because there's prizes.
Yeah, yeah, winners. Give us an hour a day. Enter into whatever the awesome contest is.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Clouds today, yeah. Highs in the 60s. I see two different, I have conflicting reports.
Uh-oh.
I'm seeing warm weather on the way later this week.
Oh.
I'm also seeing, no, not warm weather.
Oh.
Like normal weather.
Which one of those do you like better? I like the warm weather one.
Some warm weather.
Let's take the warm weather.
I mean, I just came from Hawaii, so I'm not desperately in need. Mm. But then again, I have a nice tan going.
You do look good.
Thank you.
Look
That's
healthy.
Nice of you to
you
say. Yeah, nice. I got a good, got some sun. I swam all day, every day.
Mm.
So that was nice. You know, the kids.
Be in the water.
They just want to be in the water. And I'm like, I'm with that. Let's do that. That sounds good, right?
It sounds great. Sweat.
So anyway, there you go.
Is it like a certain time of year there or something? Or is it just like any time is a good time to go there?
Well, I told you we were conflicted because I'd been told that there, if you go to Kauai in the winter, the North Shore will have some rain and some more clouds. So we specifically, because of the time of year, went to the South Shore. When we crossed the island and went to the North Shore to visit, I went, oh, this is the place I want to be.
Oh, just like more green, more lush.
And less crowded and less resorty.
Oh.
And more what I'm looking for. And also the surf was firing.
Mm.
It's far offshore, but we found these beaches that were just empty. Empty. Like just, you had the whole cove to yourself. It was gorgeous.
You ever hear the thing where people in Seattle tell everyone, ah, you shouldn't come, it's raining all the time.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's like pretty freaking awesome there.
Right.
You think that's like what North Shore, Kauai is like? Nah, I don't know. There's not a lot of stuff here. And if you want stuff happening, it's pretty rainy up north.
I think that there are people who go on vacation and they want to sit by the pool and they want to order drinks. And that for them is where it's at.
I've like never had one of those vacations.
And that's not really my style. I want to be somewhere where I'm eating fresh fish and I'm surfing and
busy things to do.
And there's no crowds on the beach. Mm. I want space to myself. I'd love to take a picture of my kid without having to angle it to keep people out of the photo.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like
I do.
That,
sure.
That reality where you can go, we can put our stuff down.
We found
anywhere
a spot.
We want. Mm. And we've got 10 feet around us, yes. not, oh, I think this is enough sand for us to squeeze into. Like, I don't want that.
Right.
Ugh.
You ever see those pictures of like, they do the overheads of beaches in China and it's just, it's, there's so many people and they go so far out into the water that you can't even, I'm like, oh my God, I just don't want to be in a crowd at the beach.
It's nuts to butts.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Like that doesn't look fun at all.
So anyway, we only got to the North Shore the one day and we meant to go back, but it just didn't work out. But it was spectacular. Mm. We had a good trip. Lots of warm weather. Mm. Lots of good food.
I'm so glad it went well.
And lots of swimming.
Yes.
Someone asked, what statement makes you roll your eyes immediately?
Grown ass man. I don't like that phrase. Because I feel like a grown ass man wouldn't say grown ass man.
Right.
I say, I'm a grown man, please.
There's a million times or lots of things when the first person said it, it was funny or it was cute.
Yes.
But when it becomes part of everyone's
right
dialogue.
Like the word right. I say right to everything now, as you pointed out a couple weeks ago, which is true because I've noticed it myself, but also literally.
Well, I think some of those things I've noticed happen to you when you're around someone who maybe does that.
Saying them, yes.
Like you catch that stuff.
Right.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there was a person that we were all like, we should bring shots in and play right bingo. With that, you know who I'm talking about. Right?
Right.
And then I started doing like an impersonation of her and next thing you know, right had... wormed its way in, right?
Someone on social media asked, what statement makes you roll your eyes immediately? And here were some of the popular responses. Overly corporate jargon like synergy, bandwidth. Let's circle back. Let's drill down. Let's deep dive into the metrics of that. All that stuff. Alpha male. That's not one I hear a lot of people use, but you might hear it on ESPN.
Yes.
Or someplace like
right,
that.
Right. Right. A sports related thing, maybe. But I also feel like it's not necessarily that is not a compliment necessarily. It just feels like it's like, you know, if you're the alpha dog, you're just the jerk that's trying to keep everybody else in line or doing what you say that they should be doing.
One of the ones, and it's not on the list. I'm surprised, but I'm not going to lie. Oh. I'm not going to lie. My daughter was watching, and we've pulled her off of YouTube. She doesn't get it anymore, but she was watching this YouTube show, and this kid said, I'm not going to lie, it prefaced every single thing out of his mouth. I'm not going to lie. And I'm like, how is that not driving you crazy? Mm. And she goes, I didn't even notice it till you said it. Okay,
yeah,
well, now you notice it. Yeah, well, now I notice
it.
You ruined it.
No,
I didn't ruin it. He keeps saying that.
It is good to have those things pointed out to you because I feel like that really is a thing that all people do have grab a verbal crutch and lean on it.
I mean, that's kind of what when we used to do air checks all the time, that was part of it was like, you know, you're saying hey a lot.
Right.
You know, get those vocal crutches out of there. I have to tell my students all the time, every week it's a new one with them, you know, and it's usually whatever's trendy.
No, there's always something that's
trendy. What's trendy? Tell us so we can get out in front of it.
Is it fetch? Is fetch finally happening?
No.
This is not as trendy as maybe a couple years ago, but like instead of, you know, you're telling me something and I go, stop talking. Say no more. Like, but, and it sounds almost dismissive, but like they don't mean it dismissively. They're just like, hey, I got you, man. You're cool. I 100%.
Well, that's a nice way of saying, please shut up. I'm done listening to you bitch about that. That's, you know, that's what I would
say. Well, listen, I worked up a whole speech and I'm going to need you to sit there.
Stop talking. Say no more.
Put together, I prepared a speech. I need you to listen to it.
No. I feel like no is a good one. No.
Let's see here. Yeah. These are some, what's something people say that's always annoying? I'm not racist, but.
Oh, boy.
Woke. Oh, is another one we're hearing too much of. Starting any statement with, yeah, no.
Oh, I do that all the time.
You know that you do that?
Yeah, no.
I don't notice that you do that.
Yeah, no.
Do you know who I am?
Oh my God, nobody says that. That's like the lamest thing to say
people
ever.
Say that.
I don't care if you're Jennifer Aniston, you don't say that. She could get away with it.
She doesn't. She's one of the people that doesn't have to say that.
She never have to say that.
There isn't a person on the planet that wouldn't go.
Is that Jake Paul guy? He's got to say it. And whatever his brother's name is, he's got to say it.
Logan.
Logan has to say it. Jake may not.
Nah, they both have to. They have to say it to me. Who are you again? Why do I care about you? Loser.
Why do I care about you? Yikes, that's really a low blow.
What is it again?
A college kid in China is making headlines after he accidentally started a fire in his dorm while trying to hide his sex doll from a roommate.
Oh.
He apparently had his inflatable girlfriend out when his roommate came home. It's not clear if he was in the middle of...
Oh, he was.
...making love to her.
Mm. Was she enjoying it?
But he snuck her out into the hallway and tried to destroy the evidence by setting her on fire. Oh. The hallway filled with smoke, which set off the fire alarm. So instead of the roommate finding out, everyone found out. A security guard called the fire department, and luckily no one was hurt, and it didn't cause a ton of damage. But
my face hurt from laughing so hard. My stomach was hurting.
The embarrassment of being caught with his doll was like, bro, you can pay your roommate off, but now everyone knows.
Yeah. Now the internet has it. Once the internet gets a hold of it, it's over.
You ever been with a doll?
No.
And me neither.
Yeah. I've been with doll parts. I mean, I guess technically those would be parts.
Oh, I have too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fleshlight was a part, I guess you'd call it. Right. You been with a doll?
Just the parts.
Oh, you also was it a fleshlight?
Doll parts.
Yeah.
And then there was one other one that I was gifted that I tried and it was actually spectacular, but then I didn't know what to do
like
with it.
It's called like the Blowhard 2000 or something. Like there was a,
I don't know.
It just yells stuff at you, as you know. But it was like a $299 machine that Vinny used once. Went, that was great. Threw it away.
Well, I didn't know that. What am I supposed to do with this now?
Clean it and use it again some other time.
Well,
I
wish I'd done that, but
you,
I didn't.
You still dreaming about that thing?
No, but I'm just saying. At the end, I went, what am I supposed to do with this thing? I can't just, you know,
right?
Put it on a shelf.
You put it inside your bread maker up on a shelf. Someplace guaranteed no one's ever going to.
I almost said you could have given it to me, but then I'm like, no, I don't want to use that after
that's
that.
That's the thing about sex toys, is they're really just for one person. Like, if you found someone else's cache of sex toys, you'd be, I don't know. I don't think anybody goes in for that, or do they? I guess some people would, wouldn't they? The carcasses, carcass people, maybe.
I think that there are a lot of people. This is just my guess. I could be completely wrong. I think there are a lot of people that are so prude or wouldn't think of it to walk into a sex store and buy something themselves, especially because they're like not in the mood until they're in the mood. And then
as soon as you're not in the mood, everything is so gross. Like, I cannot believe anybody owns this.
But if you found something and you were like, let's say you're going through your roommate's stuff and you go, oh, I just found this doll part. I wonder.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably, people probably do borrow.
Sure, try
those.
Them out. Yeah.
But
I think they didn't, they I'm sure people do. Right. No, no, no. Oh, no, God, they're not if you found that and you were like, well, I am horny, so maybe I will. But it's, but yeah, you wouldn't.
That's a covert mission.
I think so.
I think.
You're right. I was thinking that you'd never, but of course you would. We're all humans. So we, you know, we're horny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. When someone is with a doll, do they switch
positions?
Yes, to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, definitely. If you've gone to the trouble of blowing that thing up and getting it ready and getting all the things you need to have at it, you're not rushing that. Like, you think you've got some time. You're going to really enjoy it. You're going to try every, right? Because that would be so. Imagine if you went through all the trouble and then you got to clean that thing. I mean,
yeah, I do think that you are, there's definitely times, I've never had one of those things and I don't have any.
You kiss it for a while.
No,
I don't
think
you. You hold it and love it. You hold it to you and kiss it. You rub its back a little bit first. You give it like a little. Yeah, you get it on top and you rub the back. Give it a nice massage. And then maybe you give it a foot rub. I don't know.
No.
Does it have feet? Or is it just a torso? God. And then you... There's so many things you got to do first. Brush its hair. Like, oh, would you like to take a bath?
Put some lipstick on it.
Oh, sure. Lipstick, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. You're going through all the trouble. So you got to do all the stuff.
I do think that there are times, I've had a million roommates, and there are definitely times when you are just want them to leave for the love of God.
You said you were leaving. When is that happening?
Come on. I forgot one thing.
My favorite is when someone goes, yeah, I think so. I'm going to go on a walk and I'll stop at the Whole Foods on the way back and I'll pick up a couple things for dinner. And then they just continue to not leave. And you're just like, if only you would only say that when you're actually leaving. And then I wouldn't get my hopes up to, be alone.
Do you really ever get your hopes up to be alone?
Sometimes.
Honestly.
Well, because I feel like I don't want to start anything while the person's still there. This person is John. Like, you just said you were leaving. Like, when am I going to be alone?
But you actually do get that feeling. In real life, you have the feeling where once in a while it'd be nice if you could just have this space to yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Once in a while. Probably for different reasons than you, but not always.
I'm just saying that I've known you to be someone who likes people around as well.
I do, yeah.
And I don't...
Well, I don't want to leave the house by myself.
Oh.
But I like to be at the house by myself.
Got it.
Yeah.
I've gotten more used to being surrounded as years have gone by than
they wear you down, man.
I once was. Yeah. And we were together for 7 days straight over vacation.
No escape.
Whole time. And it was fine.
Sure.
There was a time I definitely thought.
Sounds like it went really smoothly.
It was great. We had the best vacation, but there was a time when I would have said, if you'd have said to me, you're going to do 7 days with no breaks straight.
With your whole family.
The whole time. I would have told you, I could not do that. I wouldn't be able to. And then here I was. I did it.
Slowly but surely, they wore you down.
And I never went, I'm going to go get something, and then just left for 2 hours for any reason.
I wonder if you could have gotten away with that. You know, and as your daughters get older, you'll have more time. It's all going to be worth it.
You know what? Like, I have a friend who said, my good friend said, bro, you're in Hawaii. You need to go surfing. What are you, crazy? And I said, it will only bring me trouble. If I split, I'm going to split, and it'll be 6 or 8 hours. I know how this goes. I'll have to find the spot, and then I'll have to watch it for a while before I know whether I want to be at this spot or the others. And then I'm going to go out, and I'm going to be having the time of my life, and I'm not going to want to go in, and it's warm, and it's beautiful, and this is my one time to be out. And then I'm going to show up, and they're going to all be looking at me like, WTF, we're starving.
Did Why you guys not have a car? Oh, no, you took our car. You took our car.
How about room service? It's just, I didn't want any of that. So I just didn't.
No, you are a participating part of a functioning family, Vinny. Congratulations.
How do you?
Wow.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.